relation. You see, there's a relation to individual, your own cases, you see, your own cases, and also one has, yeah, and relating to you know, countries where we're applying this. If you're a leader of country, you see. So, however, you see, so that, so the base, the why, yeah, so like that. So one can understand from Listener's explanation, applying this, still applying this, still applying this teaching, you know, Mahayana teaching, into that situation that which involves many millions of people. So happiness. So, which means by analyzing, you see, for the happiness of others. Now here, many millions of people, their happiness, for them, see, to get, say, independence or freedom, all that, you know. So it's for others, see. Is not in his own case. It's not his own benefit. See, for others. So the reason why to practice, so to offer victory, see, to others and to take the loss on oneself, the basic reason is that because all the sufferings came from the I, came from the ego, came from the I, all the happiness, all good things came from others, as I mentioned before. So that's the basic reason why this, you know, practice, say, is advised to do. Besides, you see, say, this become naturally creating good karma. You know, arrangement of the future lives. I mean, arrangement of the future, your happiness, naturally, if you don't think, you know, to not happen loss in the future. It helps to not happen loss in the future, you know, to have victory in the future. Without, you see, thinking that, just with good heart, offering victory to others, taking loss on yourself, then naturally, it, you see, it takes care of the... You see, your future happiness, security, your future security and happiness. You know, it is becoming preparation for that. Just talking about karma, in the sense of karma, you see, but this practice. So, so it fulfills many things. Of course, basically, what Buddha advised, you know, what the essential practice, to not harm others and to benefit others. So basic practice that. Because others, what others want is happiness. See? How precious and how important it is, the other sentient being, and then what the other sentient being want is happiness, what the other sentient being doesn't want is suffering. So, anyway, this, say, anyway, to come back, so even one sentient being so precious, kind of like this, so like this, now like this, you know, every sentient being is like this, so most precious one in my life. Every sentient being is the most precious one in my life. So now, then, after you see, at least then, like this, you similarize what all the rest said. You try to cover your feeling of the most precious, you know, try to cover that feeling generally with everyone said. So now, how wonderful is it that if I can experience, you see, all the suffering, the all that depression, you know, and what depression, you know, the same thing with karma to experience depression, and in the future, I expect, I experienced as one, you see, one person has experienced all this and led them to have all the happiness, all the, enlightenment. So how wonderful is this? So here I gave introduction, see, the reasons in the introduction. So by adding this essential reason, then don't want to do meditation, taking other symptoms into sufferings, particularly the depression, you know, and oneself. In the form of smoke or pollution, and then so normally what is explained when as you breathe in through through nostrils, absorbed on the ego, give it to the ego, and you use that as a weapon to destroy the ego, the real, as a demon, as a, the real enemy, was on a real enemy, the demon, that's abiding in one's heart, completely destroyed and become non-existent. Then sometimes one can also meditate on emptiness at this point. So the self-cherishing thought is totally destroyed, you see. As it destroyed, become non-existent, you see, the I, the I, what the self-cherishing thought cherishes very strongly, and the most, you see, this most important one, and the most important one, cherishing so much, and the most important precious one, so. And the self-cherishing thought has become non-existent. Also, and the object, real I, the emotional I. In the text, talks about according to Prasangika. the inherent reason of Rangshinji to by existing by nature, Rangshinji to by existing by its own characteristics. However, with all those terms, all those different terms that object, which are object to be reputed. So now, that's the term that's used in the text. But in the Western term, the psychological term has the emotional I. So the emotional I that which appears to you a real I from there, real I from there, from its own side. So that I also become total non-existent. Total non-existent, empty. One can meditate on emptiness. So sometimes when you tonglen, sometimes can use in tonglen, one can do meditation emptiness there. And then, concentrate a little bit in the state of emptiness. Absence of that emotional I, that inherently existing I, that which exists nowhere. Neither neither on the base nor anywhere. So So it depends on how effectively you can, individual person can think of emptiness. It can be very beneficial for the depression, but it depends on how you, how the individual person, how effectively you can meditate. You know, depends how you think. It depends how much you're able to, how close to emptiness you can think of. You see, even that, you know, how nearest you can, even not exactly emptiness, but in how nearest you can think of. You see. Meditate. And for some people it can be very that can be very powerful. Medicine, see. However, then after that one can do the meditation, giving one's own happiness, body, in the wish fulfilling jewel, all wish fulfilling jewel, and all the merits, all the good karma, all the cause of happiness, all the result of happiness after enlightenment, one give to others. However, do more of the practice of taking other sentient beings. Sufferings, particular the depression, the problem that the one has, particularly if it's depression, then that one. So, yeah, and then say, as I mentioned also, last time. In the rest of the day, while you're driving car or eating, you know, if you're doing activities, rest of the time, whenever the thought of depression, whenever the thought comes, without delay, then one must use the antidote, you know, apply the method. Whenever thought, I have depression or I have this problem, you know, then immediately, without delay, try to think, oh, I'm experiencing this depression on behalf of all sentient beings. I'm experiencing this depression on behalf of all sentient beings. For all sentient beings, I am experiencing this depression on behalf of all sentient beings, or for all sentient beings, and can think in your mind, this depression is not yours, sentient beings' depression. That can be also very helpful, rather than thinking in your own sicknesses only. I think you, this is all sentient beings' sicknesses. And to have that idea in mind might be very good. So that same thing, AIDS or cancer or anything. So this one, this one to think again and again, rest of the time, and to live on that thought is extremely essential. That's what keeps, say, mind continuously in a state of happiness, peace. You see, non-negative emotional state. That will keep the mind always a state of peace and happiness. You see, and when you practice this in your daily life, then you see enjoyment in your life. You can see purpose of living. You can see, worth of living, because you're doing something for others, you know. You're living a life for others with this attitude. So this is how to... So this is how to enjoy the you know, say, the life problem, how one can enjoy the life problem, that's the depression, by thinking the benefits of the depression, by thinking the benefits of the whatever problem one has, such as depression, and then greatest benefit is by applying that to practice, you know. To develop a good heart, using the life problem depression to practice bodhicitta, to develop, to train the mind bodhicitta. You're using the depression to achieve enlightenment. One has to understand. You're using the depression to, you know, to achieve enlightenment. You're using a path. You're using the problem as a path to enlightenment. You see, you're making it to become path to enlightenment. How then? besides bodhicitta, developing bodhicitta, using to develop bodhicitta, you know, such as the great compassion towards other sentient beings, it becomes, so it purifies. unimaginable, and so much negative karma, you know, many hundred thousands of lifetime, and eons, you see, negative karma get purified. As mentioned in the Bodhicharya Avatara by great saint Shantideva, Bodhisattva Shantideva, that bodhicitta is the most powerful one for purification. So as is mentioned there. So yes, other than service to the guru, obtaining guru's advice, say, fulfilling guru's wishes, other than his guru yoga practice, I mean, just a prayer, not just doing cessation yoga or guru puja prayer, you know, shouldn't think just that. Guru yoga practice, is obeying the guru's advice, fulfilling the guru's, you know, the holy wishes, the service. So the, other than that, say, the most, say, powerful, the good heart, the great compassion, altruistic mind, the altruistic mind to achieve enlightenment for sentient beings. So using the depression to to practice bodhicitta, so it becomes unbelievable, the purification, and then collect merit like sky. Each time when you think, I'm experiencing this depression on behalf of all sentient beings, whatever unhappiness you're experiencing, I'm experiencing this on behalf of all sentient beings, then each time when you do that, you see, you are collecting merit like sky, good karma, good luck like sky. So, so extremely powerful purification, extremely powerful, extensive way to collect merit. So, The question, so therefore question achieving enlightenment depends on these two, purifying the obstacles and completing the two types of merit, the merit of wisdom and the merit of virtue. So this, so more one is able to practice bodhicitta, more merit is collected, then that helps to realize emptiness. That helps by doing tonglen, taking others' suffering, giving also happiness, merit to others. So by doing, say, more bodhicitta practice, one collects more merit, and that helps to realize emptiness easier, quicker. You need a lot of merit to realize emptiness. So that's how you can complete the two types of merit, you know. The bodhicitta helps. And good to look at it as a retreat. That when you have problems in the life, so you see, if it, say daily life, you do this meditation. Not a physical retreat, that you know, keeping the body in a shelter, keeping the body in the room, you know. But the real retreat, that you see, keeping the mind always in bodhicitta. So this having the problem helps to keep the mind always in bodhicitta. You see, to practice always good heart. They experience the problem, pursue it. You see, as it pursues your mind always to practice bodhicitta, you know, always to purify and to do great very power purification and collect most extensive merit, you know, all day long, you know, all day long. So this become, you see, so how long the problem, how long the depression, how many, you know, weeks, months, and years, one has a depression, it's a retreat, like Bajasabha retreat, you see. That we say. Yeah, so like Bajasabha retreat. I think I mentioned also last time. So this retreat become even more pure, because here your main specific, the effort that you're putting, is into good heart, you know, bodhicitta. So the best retreat, every hour, every minute, every second, which makes your life. Beneficial for all sentient beings, so like that. So since I brought up this issue, so to conclude this, Amitya Buddha, the Asanga, did retreat for 12 years. To achieve Mithya Buddha, to see Mithya Buddha, but didn't, during the retreat, nothing happened. even 12 years of retreat, nothing happened. But only after that, when he was coming back, coming down in the road, he saw a wounded dog. The story is nothing new. I'm not telling the story as a new thing. I'm not telling as it is new, but I'm telling as inspiration for bodhicitta. You know, when we have problems, to use for bodhicitta practice, relationship problem, depression, anything, inspiration for that. It's not, I'm not talking, it's a new thing, heard numberless times. The story we heard, we heard numberless times. So anyway, many of us had heard numberless times, nothing new. Probably in past lives also might have heard not many times. So the Asanga, so when the dog in the road, it is Maitreya Buddha. it is Maitreya Buddha, but Asanga did not see Maitreya Buddha. In that aspect, Buddha did not see. Asanga saw just an ordinary being, even that's animal, you know, not a human being, even dog, you see. But actually who he is in the material is Buddha. So felt unbearable compassion, and the lower part of the body, you know, has big wound and filled with the worms, the white maggots, you know, worms. So felt unbearable compassion, he cut his flesh from his leg, spread out there, and then so the worms definitely to eat, to live on, you see. So as you start to pick up the worms with the tip of the tongue, by closing eye, then he could not touch. He could not touch anything. So then he opened eye. So it's Maitreya Buddha. So only that time they saw Maitreya Buddha. So what happened was, before, even though that much retreat, many years of retreat was done, but the obscuration, but you see, coming obscuration, that which blocks to see Maitreya Buddha is not purified, unable to purify. So only by sacrificing one's own life to this sentient being, that general unbearable compassion, you know. Only then, this coming obscuration, you see, which didn't get purified, 12 years of retreat, you know, 12 years of retreat, which didn't get purified, only that time purified, you see, you know, in that moment it's purified, you see. So, only this time they're able to see Maitreya Buddha. You see, so which makes to see Maitreya Buddha, you see, unable to see Maitreya as Maitreya Buddha, but you see, unable to see in that aspect, and not even human being, ordinary human, but animal. You see, wounded. So even that is wounded. Worms, you know, filled with worms. So anyway, So see, that karma, the need karma which project that, is purified. That's a karma obscuration which projects that is purified by sacrificing your life for this sentient being. You see, so it's life. So, and then next, then able to see me take that. You see, because, so that, you see. Then, so to not become long story, Maitreya Buddha took Asanga in the Dusheta Pure Land, as Asanga requested, gave teaching as the Asanga requested, you know. The five divisions of Maitreya Buddha's teachings. So then Asanga came from Dusheta. And then wrote Satyanga, the five divisions of teachings, commentaries on that. So the such as Abhasamana, Karika, so forth, those are texts, you know, Maitreya Buddha's teachings studied in the monasteries for many years. The you know, they, for many years they spent their life, you know, study and maintain on the path. So Nabilis become enlightened from these material Buddhist teachings and Asanga teachings, and the Lamrim came from that. Lamrim that we meditate on, it came from that, which benefits us, which makes our daily life so much meaningful, that we can achieve three great meanings in every hour and every second minute. So it came from, see, these teachings. So material Buddhist, the Asanga's teachings. So therefore, so now there's all the emphasis here, all this benefit that we get, you know, every day of our life, you see, by understanding Lamrim, practicing Lamrim, and nobody's become enlightened, the extra part, all come from, you see, so those are from the material teachings. So the benefit of material, of Asanga, is to sacrifice his life for this dog, you know, the unbearable compassion, you see. All these benefits of that Asanga's bodhicitta, you see, the songs of Chesha and others. So my emphasis on that. So therefore, that's how it happened to Asanga by practicing Buddhism. So therefore, same for us. See, if use our problems to practice bodhicitta, so that becomes quick path to enlightenment. Our problems becomes like tantra, quick path to enlightenment. Our problems become like tantra path, you know, quick path to enlightenment, you know, like that. So, then, as I mentioned last time, one very important thing is one solution is purification. So to not experience all these problems, you know, including depression, is a practice of purification in a daily life. To do very strong practice of purification. So many in the teachings by Gautama Geshe of teaching, and again Champa Wongdu, who is the, you know, who happened recent time. Who's the oldest mentor at Dharamsala, one of the oldest mentors, who had a great realization of three pieces of path, and the two stages, realization of two stages, you know, such as the clear light, illusory body, all those high realization tantra, who had great success. So this is also, you see, our own experience or advice that in our daily life we should do more purification. So here, so by purifying these problems, we don't experience these problems. So that's one solution is purification. See, the to strong purification in daily life. So anyway, when we do bodhicitta practice, as I mentioned before, it becomes very powerful purification. Then there are other practices of purification. also powerful ones. Also sometimes giving the depression to, you know, giving the depression to the ego. The depression, you see, whatever the problem is, you give to the ego. Similar, taking other symptoms like depression. But now here, depression, the problem that one has, you know, you is rather taking on yourself. You give it to the ego, you know, once. I'm not talking about other people's ego. you give it to in your mind. You see, you instead of thinking, "Oh, I have this," you know, you give it to ego. You give it to ego and completely destroy the ego. You use it as a bomb to destroy the ego. So this is another extremely powerful one. Also, if you, this is very helpful, if you have paranoia. This is very good. Also, when you have paranoia, if you apply this in daily life, then it helps also paranoia, you know. This is another extremely powerful one to taking it on yourself, you know, give it to your ego, and then it has an atom bomb and destroy, you see. like your, you see, like you crush when you meet the enemy, when you encounter enemy, you know, you immediately crush with a big hammer or whatever, with a bomb or something. So immediately you crush in pieces. So something like here, you see, you give your depression to the ego, your ego, and then destroy. You see, so that's also. That helps. But the opposite, the negative karma, there talks about shortcomings. So there it says, you know, the depression that happens that without knowing the cause and conditions, see, without any idea. See, there it talks about in the evening time comes, your mind is unhappy, you know, you feel unhappy. So when the evening time comes, you might, you know, feel unhappy. So that is said that cause of past, you know, negative karma, sexual misconduct. So you don't know why, but just happened, mind become unhappy. So similar. You see, you wake up in the morning, mind is depressed, but you don't know why. So same. So these things are negative karma. See, I guess maybe caused others' mind unhappy through such action. So therefore, put here the advice. The reason why practice of purification comes like that. Then I mentioned it at the time. Also, it is a sign. Also, those people who are practicing, doing a lot of service for others, and guru or service practice, you know, it's always a sign that a sign of purification. Having these problems is a sign of purification. You know, that you don't need to experience having it. The result of heavenly karma, you know, the many eons in the lower realms and experience heavy suffering you don't need. So you, by experiencing this depression, you know, you are free from all those heavy sufferings. So then, in this case, this depression becomes so enjoyable, you know, so fantastic, you know, great success. So anyway, so I stop here.